Mara patted the rough, grey-shoed bark as they stood around the tree in question.
What a bunch of puddin'heads we are. Ash, a living tree which sounds by its name as though it had been burned. What next?
Brother Hoban had a suggestion.
We inspect the trunk and the ground around it to see if we can find out what Abbess Song meant.
Gregor had an even better idea.
I am taller than any of you and my paws are extra sensitive. I'll inspect the trunk all around as high as I can reach. You three stand back a bit and look at the trunk and the ground. Use your eyesight to examine the ash.
Fillon and Formal Brull passed by the tree with a crowd of dibbins around them. The otter waved to her daughter.
Brull and I are taking the babes for a paddle in the pond. It'll give Friar Bob and Broggle a chance to get cleared for lunch. Please don't swing on my apron strings like that. You'll pull me over. Let me go, Derby.
The mole babe trundled over to Mira and attached himself to her smock.
I be going and squimming in a deep ponder.
Mira laughed as she detached the tiny creature. She wagged a paw at him and replied in mole dialect.
Oh, no, you bain't, little zur. Ye be's going a-paddling. Squimming bain't for ye, lessen you my hatter.
Derby sucked on a digging claw as he thought about it, then trundled off chortling.
Her, miss, you ma trying to climb eager tree, and you bain't a squirreler.
His logic struck the otter maid immediately.
Gregor, he's right. We need a squirrel. Who better to examine a tree? Come on, let's get ourselves a squirrel.
Friar Bob was too old, and young Broggle, by his somewhat well-fed girth, was not quite in athletic trim. The good friar gave thoughts as to whom he could recommend.
What you want is a first-class tree whiffler, a specialist climber. 'Tis a bit of a problem, friends. Overweight parents, old uns like me, and some dibbins. They're the only squirrels we have at the moment. Broggle, can you think of any beast who'd fit the job?
Curling his tail soulfully, the assistant cook spoke one word as if it were a prayer.
Whirl!
Mira stared at the dreamy-eyed Broggle.
Just tell me two things, please. What do you mean by a tree whiffler? And who in the name of seasons is Whirl?
Broggle was tongue-tied. Friar Bob replied for him.
A tree whiffler is the squirrel name for a champion climber. There's a young squirrel maid called Fwirl living alone in the woodlands. She's quite shy, but Broggle knows her. He often takes a few goodies up to the east battlements as a gift for her. We're hoping that someday she'll join us as a redwaller.
Gundil was grinning at the adoring look on Broggle's face every time the name Fwirl was mentioned.
Her mayhaps you'd like to fetch Miss Fwirl to meet us'ns. She's sounding like you right, hammin' all for a job.
Young Broggle dug into his apron pockets and produced a neatly wrapped package, tied with a fancy bow of chamomile stalk. His tail curled over his eyes and he scuffed the ground with his footpaw as he explained.
I was just going to see her. I'll ask Fwirl if she wants to help. No need to come with me, I can go myself, thanks. Oh, and if she's good enough to come, please don't refer to me as young Broggle. Just Broggle will be sufficient. Wait here, I'll be back.